You have to laugh. I mean, oh God, I'm almighty. When I look at today, I laugh. Every day I generally laugh at the way we are. I think we're quite comical. Particularly back then. Particularly, I mean, like being so young and so into it. You know, if you ever look back and you see yourself kind of grooving, I'm kind of cool. You know, and no, it's not happening.
Trying so hard.
No. What about the way you looked then?
That's big hair.
Very funny.
Big hair and chubby cheeks. That's the way I looked. Like, if anybody looks back at the 80s, it was hilarious. I mean, everybody had a perm. Everybody's hair just looked wrecked. It was awful, and the makeup with the, you know, just permanent blue eyeliner, it was just, it was awful, but at the time you thought you were beautiful, so, you know, it worked.
Because you and Andrew were so young, it was really important that your parents supported you as a group, and they really did, didn't they? I mean, without that support, you probably wouldn't be here today. Would that be fair to say?
It's very true. It's very, very true. They supported us in every way, you know. Love, encouragement, financially as well, at a certain stage.
Which parents are always good for.
Yes.
Yeah. But not all parents, because understandably, a lot of parents would be slightly discouraging about the siblings getting involved in this business for obvious reasons. But because our parents had been involved in the business themselves, so we grew up in that whole musical environment with them, they were much more encouraging, I think, than the average parent would be. So we were lucky.
So when John said, right, I want to make this band a band, what kind of happened next for you?
You see, I moved home from Dublin. We started writing and recording. Mm. I bought some equipment, little small A-track, and set it up, and I rented a house and set all the equipment up in a little bedroom studio, and we started writing and recording there. Couple of songs, I'm sure we wouldn't listen back to them. I'm sure they were terrible. But we tried to come up with a unique sound, and we'd all been over the years been influenced by traditional Irish music, by rock and by pop, and so it was kind of obvious to us, and it was very quickly that we came up with that sound.